This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a really special guest coming on. He is Dr. Andy Rompel. He is the CEO of Cobalt Power Group Incorporated. Well, they trade on the Toronto stock venture under the ticker symbol CPO. Andy, give my listeners a little about statement about your company up there in Vancouver.
Hi, Everett. Cobalt Power Group has ventured into the cobalt space to explore and mine for cobalt. And you say, why cobalt? The world's getting greener. We're looking for alternative energy sources. And as we're doing that, we also need to store the energy. In other words, the Teslas and all these mobile things, they can't be plugged in all the time, so we need better batteries. One of the big advancements over the last years has been the lithium-ion batteries. And as you know, there was a lithium hype, and you have to be in Chile, Bolivia, Argentina, or even in Nevada, and you sit on those big salars, and you mine lithium, but that is more or less covered. Nevertheless, the other ingredients is cobalt that you need for these lithium-ion batteries.
Absolutely.
They're actually cobalt-nickel-ion batteries. So there is a shortage of cobalt right at the moment, and there's a forecast that the shortage will actually increase year by year between 4 and 5%.
Well, I'm excited to have you on the show on many reasons. First of all, correct me if I'm wrong, cobalt prices are going up from $11 to $16.75. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. When we started last year in August, September, the cobalt price was just nudging on $12 per pound. It was $11.98. And now we're way over $16. In other words, that is a pretty huge increase. And it does help with feasibility studies.
Absolutely.
With financial models, when you run your mining models, that does help incredibly.
Well, you released a press release yesterday. Can we talk about that a little bit? Can you bring my listeners up to date and speed on that? I guess it was an airborne geophysical survey. Can you bring us up to date on that?
Absolutely. We are really, really active, even throughout the winter in Northern Ontario. We have been very active by acquiring an Aeromax survey. And as you know, you fly the survey, and we flew with high-resolution specs to get the best possible result. It takes a little while to process the data and then for the contractor to write up the report. So we only got the report now. We received excellent data, and an Aeromag helps you defining the structures. The structures are the faults that break up the rock. And I don't want to insult anybody's intelligence, but maybe I explain how the faulting works.
Oh, please do. I don't think you're going to insult anybody. I think we're on the edge of our seats to understand how things work up there in Vancouver.
We are looking for, they call polymetallic veins. They have cobalt, but they have historically mined for silver mainly, because the old cobalt in Ontario is a silver camp. And these veins have the cobalt, they have the silver, they have a bit of nickel, they have a bit of copper, and a couple of other rare elements. And these veins, they extend for kilometers, but they're always broken up by faults, and you need to know where these faults are. So when you pursue your veins, you know when there's a big break, and you need to know what the offset is of these veins to be able to pursue them with your exploration. And that could be the next kind of geophysical survey, or indeed drilling for these veins where you get core and you can assay them for a grade.
My guest today is Andy Rompel. He is the CEO of Cobalt Power Group. Well, they trade on the Toronto Stock Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol CPO. You know, what exploration activity have you guys already done? And if you would, before you answer that one, Andy, tell my listeners a little bit why it's so important to have a NI 43-101 done on your property.
We are, whatever we do in our exploration drive is towards a 43-101. Why is it so important? You have to be compliant, and whatever you do that is not compliant is a waste of money, and might tarnish your reputation. So we have absolutely no interest in pursuing anything that is not compliant, but you need a lot of data. So we have acquired the Aramac survey, and I explained what we're doing with that. It's basically defining these compartments, the blocks that have these veins, these polymetallic veins. The next step is an IP survey, where we have already started that. The results are not there yet, so I can't say anything on it. I haven't seen the results yet. However, those will hopefully detect the veins directly, as we're starting over known ground with underground operations that have ceased in the 60s, the actual Smith Cobalt mine, which is our Smith Cobalt project. So, and this will then be followed up by drilling. And with the drilling, you then get grade as well as the position of these veins. Now, the drilling gives you grade. And if you drill, let's say 10 holes, you can estimate, you get a good idea about the average grade over the strike length of your vein. That is one piece of knowledge that you need. The other one you need is, are my veins continuous? And this is what we're trying to do with the geophysics, with the Aramac and with the IP. Both together, the drill results, the assay results, plus the geophysics, the knowledge of the continuity of our geology, will eventually allow us to do a 43-101, where we have sound knowledge of the geology and the grade, and then we can estimate a resource eventually. We're not there yet.
When do you think that time frame will come to fruition?
Well, as I said, we have worked throughout the winter with our exploration, and the next one is to see how the IP turned out. If everything is according to what we anticipate, and the Aramac was fantastic already, if the IP is just as good, then we might be able to drill in springtime. In other words, it is actually drill ready almost within 2 or 3 weeks when we get the IP results, but it is not really economical to drill now, because drilling is more expensive in the high snow. So we anticipate to wait until probably the end of April, beginning of May, when the snow is gone, and then drill, and then we get some assay results.
So after we get the results and we're drilling and everything, when do we actually bring the cobalt to the market and we can actually put some revenues on the balance sheet?
Between exploration and mining, there can be a long way. However, we do have some old infrastructure. The infrastructure is 50 years old, and nowadays you wouldn't be going down tiny, tiny shafts. You actually reestablish a ramp coming in from the side of the hill, and you have to go underground. Our mines are underground. They're not open pitable at the moment. So given a resource, given good results this year, and also given enough money that we continue with a drilling program in 2018, maybe we can talk about a feasibility then in the year after. I would say 2.5-3 years down the line, given the funding and given good results.
You know, speaking of funding, are you guys good on that? You know, a lot of small cap companies and nano cap companies have a problem with raising money and keeping operations going day to day, especially when they've got very little cash flow coming in. What's the case for Cobalt Power Group?
We're looking good at the moment. We have everything is paid for, and we're right.
Your market cap is $2.31 million, And for an operation of your size, that seems to be very undervalued. Your stock price is around 8.5 to 9 cents a share. What are your plans for the near future? Can you elaborate a little bit on that for us?
We've just gone to 9 this morning, but you're absolutely right. And we feel that we are undervalued because we're actually sitting in the heart of that cobalt camp. And we think we have a very good understanding of the geology there, and our ground was picked according to the understanding of the geology and where these veins are, especially because one of these veins is actually not good enough. You can't have a little postage stamp, a little concession with maybe 400 meters of one vein. You would mine that out in half a year and you're done.
Yes.
You actually need a bundle of these veins, 4 or 5 next to each other, running in parallel, and over a long strike extent, like 2, 2.5 kilometers. And this is exactly what we have. So we have prime ground, we have known veins, and we have the knowledge and the understanding of the geology in the area. So we do feel that we are undervalued, and we try and speak to the public as much as we can at conventions and also in the investors' world. We are picking up the phone almost every day and try and spread the word.
Andy, are you guys going to do everything yourself, or are you going to farm any of this out?
We are using small contractors for all the work. We are a small setup with a lot of experience and expertise in-house. In other words, we have engaged with a mining engineer to look at opening the old shaft for trial, not for trial mining, but to go underground, look at the old underground tunnels and where they mine the veins, so we can sample these old veins, which would be the first prize if you get a sample from your face underground. That is the first prize. But this is outsourced. The airborne geophysics was outsourced, the IP is outsourced, but the expertise is here to manage everything.
Absolutely. My guest today is Dr. Andy Rompel. He is the CEO of Cobalt Power Group. Well, they trade on the TSX venture in Toronto, ticker symbol CPO. In closing, Andy, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
There's not much. I can just say, go and buy our stock because it is a really good project which has been de-risked a lot. We have access to a lot of information in the camp via our partner Gino Cittaroni in Cobalt, and we have a lot of maps, we have old production figures, we have old sampling results, and we have an old mine with known tunnels and known mining, known development on veins, where four veins were mined and additional veins were drilled, and we know these veins extend into the eastern extent of our ground. In other words, the risk of our project is relatively low. This is not greenfields where we put holes into the big unknown. This is much brownfields, or the extension of old mines.
Cobalt Power Group is the company that we're highlighting today on Stock Day. Dr. Andy Rompel is our guest. I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure for you to enlighten us and let us know what's going up there in Vancouver and with your company. Like I said earlier, market cap of only $2.31 million, stock price of 9 cents. I'm going to be looking forward to speaking with you in about 30 or 40 days to ask you to come back on the show.
Thank you very much, Everett. Thanks for inviting us. It was an absolute pleasure to be on your show.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.